Harmeet Dhillon, California judge said sorry Google in hiring discrimination lawsuit. By Robert Krajcik on June 8, 2019. Harmeet Dhillon discussed the latest developments in an ongoing employment discrimination class action lawsuit filed against Google in a Friday interview on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Tonight with host Rebecca Mansour and special guest host Rick Manning. Dhillon's eponymous law firm is representing class applicants in the aforementioned lawsuit. They are job applicants who are alleging that they have been discriminated against because of their gender, male, because of their race, which would be white or Asian, and because of their political or perceived political viewpoints and activities as conservatives, said Dhillon. Google filed three motions, a motion to dismiss, which is called a demurrer, a motion to strike, and then a motion for judgment on the pleadings. Dhillon continued, the Superior Court judge in Santa Clara County took apart all of those arguments in a 9-page order and said, "Sorry Google, you're going to have to face these charges in court. Now we're going to be negotiating with Google over a discovery plan. And then pretty soon we're going to start getting some documents from them that relate to our request to certify class. Listen. Google claimed it lacked the capability to discriminate against job applicants on the basis of political viewpoints and activities, real or imagined," explained Dhillon. One of the things that Google is objecting about in court was that literally hundreds of thousands or potentially millions of people have applied to work at Google over the 4 or 5 year class period. And how are they going to be able to go through those? Stated Dhillon. They said, how can we say who's conservative? How are we supposed to determine that? I pointed out to the judge, I said, Judge, it's 2019. 20 years ago they would make the argument. How are we going to comply with the gender case? There are many women who applied. How are we going to comply with the race case? So many people of different races apply. Dhillon went on, and today, how are you going to say who's a woman and who's a man? That's the liberal argument, we can't even tell who's a woman or who's a man, or what races people are. Race is a fake construct. All of these concepts are potentially fluid. And yet the legislature has seen fit to protect people against discrimination. And it's the job of the court to get that resolved. That's why we're here. Google reviews the personal data of job applicants by drawing on its own collection of user data, according to Google insiders, said Dhillon. A Think with Google column defines Googliness as a mashup of passion and drive that's hard to define but easy to spot. Googliness involves fitting into Google's culture and appreciating diversity, said a senior Google recruiter to CNBC in 2017. 2/ The tentative ruling is here. The court will issue an order soon. Harmeet K. Dhillon, at Njubin, June 7, 2019. 2/ The tentative ruling is here. The court will issue an order soon. Harmeet K. Dhillon, at Njubin, June 7, 2019. Particularly thankful to at James Sattamore, thrust into this situation by the malicious acts of many SJWs, and who bravely decided to stand up and fight. His individual case is in arbitration. Google since changed its policy and no longer requires this, but other claims move forward. Harmeet K. Dhillon, at Njubin, June 7, 2019. Dhillon highlighted Google's focus on what the technology company refers to as underrepresented minorities. They have a particular term called URM. Underrepresented minority, stated Dhillon. That's where we got the class determination, and this class definition that we proposed. Anybody that is not white or Asian is an underrepresented minority in Google land, and that's actually a common term in Silicon Valley. Dhillon asked, how did Google give preferences to certain categories of underrepresented minorities for certain jobs? In fact, there are certain jobs created there where only people of a certain color or gender are permitted to apply. And in fact, they'll even create jobs for people if they find a good candidate. So white men and conservatives and Asians are categorically shut out of certain jobs at Google. And that violates California labor law. Google describes its pursuit of diversity as building a workforce that's more representative of the users we serve. It established an executive position entitled Global Director of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion towards this end. Google's Diversity Annual Report in 2019 highlights its efforts to decrease the share of its workforce composed of men. It breaks down the racial composition of its workforce into 5 categories: Asiatics Plus, Black Plus, Latinx Plus, Native American Plus, and white plus. The word merit is not mentioned in the report. Mansour invited Dylan to respond to self-described conservatives claiming to support the values of free speech and expression who oppose her legal endeavors. Dylan went on, "But somehow I'm not a conservative because I insist on the rights of conservatives and the rights of normal people, the rights of guys, to be considered equally for jobs. I think these are real, significant questions. The laws apply to all of us in America, and we all have rights." Dylan praised Breitbart News for highlighting her legal work in its reporting. Thank you at Libertarian Blue and at Breitbart News at Breitbart Tech for being there every step of the way to tell your readers and listeners about the systematic violations of California labor law, among other things, alleged in this lawsuit. Cheers. Harmeet K. Dylan, at Njubin, June 7, 2019. Protectionist legislation facilitated and preserves the oligopolistic status quo of the world's largest technology companies, estimated Dylan. It is lazy to criticize suggestions regarding regulation of the big tech companies without pointing out that they got to be that big thanks to protectionist government laws such as Communications Decency Act 230, Dylan declared. Nobody mentions that. They would not be monopolies, duopolies, behemoths that stifle rights and cheat consumers because of their monopoly duopoly power had they not had the government protectionism, Section 230, and other protectionism. We wouldn't be in this situation, if not for protectionist laws, said Dylan. We'd be in a more normal situation. There'd be some competition. There'd be four or five different Facebooks, and Twitters, and Googles, and we would have choices as consumers. So it is dishonest to simply say, regulation bad. Free market good, because we don't have a free market right now when it comes to the big tech companies. Combating technology companies' political censorship is the fight of our time, concluded Mansour. Breitbart News Tonight broadcasts live on Sirius XM Patriot Channel 125 weeknights from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern or 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific. Follow Robert Krajcik on Twitter at rkrajcik.